Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, November 27th, 2017. Yemen has received some humanitarian aid, but more is urgently needed. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the saint known as the Geometer. The Argentine Navy has not given up hope for its missing 44 submariners, and a former abortion clinic in Manassas, Virginia is now a Catholic-free medical clinic. CNN reports that after weeks of being under a Saudi blockade, Yemen finally received food into their Hodeidah port yesterday. A ship carrying 5,500 tons of wheat flour arrived yesterday, and an additional 25,000 tons of flour are expected to arrive today on a UN World Food Program vessel. On Saturday, a passenger plane carrying aid workers and around 1.9 million vaccine doses arrived in the capital of Sana'a. Pascal Davies, reporting for Reuters, explains that much more aid is still needed.
The vaccines, which are expected to reach 600,000 children, aim at immunizing them against diseases, including diphtheria, tuberculosis, and meningitis. But UNICEF says many supplies are yet to reach the children, and there aren't enough to go around.
It is a very tiny step. It may sound huge, 1.9 million doses of vaccine, but there are many more millions of vaccines needed.
More than 20 million people are in need of urgent humanitarian aid.
Today's quote of the day is from St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. We cultivate a very small field for Christ, but we love it, knowing that God does not require great achievements, but a heart that holds back nothing for self. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Virgilius of Salzburg. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born around 700 in Ireland, Virgilius came from a noble family and was named the Abbot of Agabo. He was referred to as the Geometer because of his extensive knowledge of geography. While en route to the Holy Land around 745, Virgilius settled in France and ended up being an advisor to Pippin the Younger, mayor of the palace under Childeric III of Franconia. Virgilius spent 2 years near Compiègne and then went to Bavaria, where he founded the monastery of Chiemsee. 2 years later, he was named abbot of St. Peter's at Salzburg and is credited with having converted the Alpine Slavs and evangelizing Hungary. Virgilius had multiple run-ins with St. Boniface, especially over his insistence that the earth was round, but Virgilius was always exonerated. After St. Boniface's martyrdom, Virgilius was named Bishop of Salzburg and served for nearly 20 years until his death in 784. St. Virgilius, pray for us. ABC News reports that Argentina's Navy has not given up hope that the missing 44 submariners aboard the ARA San Juan might still be alive. It has been 12 days since the Navy lost contact with the submarine, which was said to have had only a 10-day supply of oxygen on hand. Navy spokesman Enrique Babi told a news conference that, quote, a situation of extreme survival has not been ruled out. A multinational search for the vessel continues. May God grant these families a swift answer to this devastating situation. The Arlington Catholic Herald is reporting that on November 19th, Bishop Michael Burbage of the Diocese of Arlington blessed the new Mother of Mercy Free Medical Clinic. This clinic is the fruit of decades of prayer, for it resides in the space of a former abortion clinic, which operated for 27 years. Because of these prayers, many changes took place, which resulted in the closing of the clinic. One of the abortionists had a change of heart and stopped performing abortions. The clinic's owner was befriended by a local pro-lifer, Brian Shaw, and a group of Catholics formed the BVM Foundation for the purpose of buying the clinic, so the owner, a lapsed Catholic, could retire. The former owner is now reconciled to the church. Art Bennett, the president and CEO of the Diocesan Catholic Charities, said, quote, "It wasn't enough to stop an evil. They wanted something good to happen, so this is the full flowering of the solidarity of our church." The Mother of Mercy Free Clinic will begin providing care for patients on December 6th. In this Celestial Musings, oh boy, the Washington Post reports that physicians are now in agreement that people who are HIV positive but whose virus loads are undetectable thanks to the use of antiretroviral medications are unable to transmit the HIV through, quote-unquote, unprotected intercourse. Predictably, the generalized and expected reaction has been jubilation. The article said that laws in many states are out of date and still criminalize the failure to disclose HIV status to a sex partner, regardless of the person's virus load and ability to pass it on. It then goes on to mention that there will be those who forget to take their medications and those who will mistakenly think that they cannot transmit the disease, but they can and will. And this line right here was the kicker, a quote by Anthony S. Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and an authority on HIV. He said, quote, "Nothing is completely risk-free. What the community feels is that all of the good that will come from the lack of social stigmatization is worth the risk." Fauci continues, quote, "This means a lot to them. This has a lot to do with their self-worth, their identity." So if you happen to get infected by one of these people who feels they have no obligation to disclose their HIV status to you, and while they've missed some doses of their medications, well, you won't mind, will you? I know you're happy to see your life devastated so that they can feel good about themselves and content in their identity again. Despicable. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Sized Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.